اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم نور على أهل القبور قبورهم، واغفر للأحياء ويسر لهم أمورهم. اللهم تب على التائبين، وأقل عثرة العاثرين، واغفر زلة المذنبين، وعاملنا بواسع رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم حرم أجسادنا وأجساد والدينا على النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا ربي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected ulama ikram, beloved brothers, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, all praise and all thanks belongs to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa amma nawaluhu, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher. And may the choices, blessings and durood and salutations of Allah be sent upon the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, the greatest benefactor to humanity, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forever and ever. Ameen. Alhamdulillah, my beloved brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again Allah is allowing us to witness this Mubarak month of Ramadan, and now the second Jumu'ah of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. May Allah ta'ala accept all our good deeds, inshallah. And may Allah ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a means of our forgiveness and a means of our attaining nearness unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Ramadan is such a month, my beloved brothers, that we find that even an ordinary person sitting on the dasturkhan at the time of iftar, or even to the extent that if you ask a little child where he's not even mukallaf, he does not even have to fast, has not reached the age of puberty yet, but ask him that just before iftar, maybe there's few moments left before iftar, 1 or 2 minutes, and ask him, hey, why don't you break your fast? You kept the whole day roza, now break your fast now at this time before the adhan. Immediately he will say, no, how can I do something like this? So this is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in individuals in the month of Ramadan, that to certain extent that a person is not ready to break his fast. So like how we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, we have so much of consciousness of Allah. Allah ta'ala grant us all this consciousness of Allah outside Ramadan also, inshallah. That we have that fikr and that worry and that concern that Allah is watching me all the time. So this is the maqsad and the purpose of Ramadan, to create this within us. Allah ta'ala grant us all the reality and make it a possibility in our lives, inshallah. And we know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed onto the minbar. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the first step, he says, Ameen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the second step and says, Ameen. And when he takes the third step, he says, Ameen. So the Sahaba were all seated in the masjid and they said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we heard something from you we never heard before. That you, when you climbed onto the minbar, you said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen 3 times. What's the meaning of this? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba. And he said, oh my Sahaba, while I was climbing onto the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came, the great angel Jibreel. And he made 3 du'as. And I said, Ameen to all his du'as. So what was the first du'a he made? He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distance that person from the mercy of Allah, or may that person be destroyed who hears the name of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It might not be in the exact order, but these were the du'as. That person who hears the name of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he does not send salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may Allah ta'ala destroy that person. May Allah distance him from the mercy of Allah. And I said, Ameen to the dua. Imagine, my beloved brothers, Jibreel alayhi salam is making the dua, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of Allah's creation, is saying Ameen to that dua. Now what doubt can there be in the acceptance of the dua? So when we speak about sending salutations, why is it given so much of importance in our deen, that we have to send salutations and durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved master, our beloved guide, spiritual mentor, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find, my beloved brothers, the ulama have written many huquq and many rights of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they have condensed it in four rights. They say the first right is to have muhabbat and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's the first right that we owe to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second right is that we have the aqidat. Aqidat means our belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our iman that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final Nabi of Allah, messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third aspect is ita'at, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the last, fourth one, my beloved brothers, is sending durood upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the fourth right that we owe to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you look, my beloved brothers, are the greatest benefactor to humanity was who? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi alayhi wasallam was the means that alhamdulillah we received our deen. Through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam we received our fasting. Through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam we received the month of Ramadan. We received the Quran Kareem. We received Salah. We received all the goodness of this dunya and akhirat. Is only through the barakat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my beloved brothers, this is the link of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sending durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam in the month of Ramadan. That imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the one that gave us Ramadan. Through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we received this glorious month of Ramadan and the Quran Kareem. And that is why it is the right of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we send durood, abundance of durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. We find, my beloved brothers, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that on the day of Qiyamah, the person that will be the closest to me will be the one that sent the most durood and salawat upon me in this dunya. You will be the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make us from the fortunate ones, inshallah. We find even, my beloved brothers, especially on a Friday, on a day of Jumu'ah, this is a day when you must increase in your durood because it is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase in your sending of durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And why shouldn't it be so, my beloved brothers? That why shouldn't it be that as an ummati, we shouldn't be sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran sends durood salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And not only Allah, even the angels are also sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu. Verily Allah and Allah's angels. Yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So Allah and his angels are sending durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Why shouldn't it you and I also send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And my beloved brothers, all of us, we want the sifarish of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. We want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede on our behalf. And the way for this to happen is to send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, will make your intercession and sifarish before Allah on the day of Qiyamah by sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was a person by the name of Abdul Rahim bin Abdul Rahman. So he says one day he fell down in the bathroom and he hurt his hand so severely that night he could not even sleep. The pain was so severe. His entire arm was swollen because he had fallen down and injured himself. So he says while he was falling asleep in that pain, excruciating pain, he was reciting, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says he fell off into his slumber, into that dozed off into his sleep, and he made ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him and he said, "Oh my ummati, oh my slave, oh my banda, I understand what pain you are going through. And because of you going through that pain, you have sent salawat and durood upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, Abdurrahman says, "When I got up the next morning, that pain had vanished and it was gone. Through the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Mawlana Qasim Sema rahmatullah alayhi, many of us might know and are familiar with the name. He was the rector in the Darul Uloom of in Newcastle many years ago. He had commenced the Darul Uloom in Newcastle, and he was the initial principal of the Darul Uloom. When he had gone all the way to India to study, and when he was returning, it was the time when it was World War II at that time. Many of the ships that were even traveling were being torpedoed in the ocean. So he needed to come back home, so he asked advice from his ustads and his asatis, and they told him, "Don't travel now." So then he insisted and he said, "Mona, I need to go." And he needed to come back home, his parents were at home. So they told him, "Okay, you can travel, but do two amal and two amals on the ship while you are traveling. One is recitation of Ilafi Quraysh, read it abundantly. And the second amal, recite Durood Tunjina. How many times? 313 times. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Musalatan tunjina biha min jamil ahwali wal afat wa taqdi lana biha min jamil hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jamil sayyiat wa tarfa'una biha indaka ala ad-darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jamil khairat fil hayati wa ba'da al-mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir." This durood. He was told to recite it 313 times while traveling on that ship. My beloved brothers, Allah knows best. That ship was torpedoed by the Japanese and it started to sink. Mawlana had recited 313 times already. He said over 1,000 passengers. And I was listening, my beloved was personally from Mawlana. He says that at that time also he was ill, he was vomiting. So he says he didn't know what was happening. He was in a state of confusion. But he says over 1,000 passengers, Allah made about only approximately 100-125 survived. And he was from amongst those that survived through the barakat of this durood that he recited. So my beloved, how powerful is this durood? Any difficulty a person is going through in his life, read this durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then inshallah through the barakat of this, Allah ta'ala will take us out from the difficulty, the test, the trial that we are going through. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. We find, my beloved brothers, there was a person in the Bani Israel. He passed away. No one wanted to even look at his body. So Allah sent wahi, revelation to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, "My banda, my slave has passed away. Make his ghusl, give him a proper burial." So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked at the person's body, he said, "This is the same person everyone is speaking bad about." He asked Allah, "What is the reason that I will have to make his ghusl and perform his burial, etc., and his janazah?" Allah Ta'ala said, "Oh Musa, perform his janazah because I have made his maghfirat already, I have forgiven him." One day he picked up the Zabur, the Torah, the scriptures of the Bani Israel. While he was reading the Torah, he came across the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah. And he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He sent one durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because of him sending one durood, I made his maghfirat and I have forgiven him. Subhanallah, how merciful is Allah. My beloved brothers, the entire world and the system of this world is running and it's surviving and it had come into existence because of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Agar Muhammad na hota, to kuch bhi na hota. If it was not for Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing of this entire universe, even you and I sitting here, we would have not been here today. It is the barakat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we are sitting here today. And my beloved brothers, we find it difficult to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done so much for his ummah. That on the day of Qiyamah, a person will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of Mezan. His book of deeds, his scales will be in front of him. And he will see that his book of deeds, now his scales are heavy because of his bad deeds. And then suddenly, a very handsome figure will appear before him. He will take out a piece of page the size of a fingernail and he will place it on the scale of deeds. Immediately, my beloved brothers, the book of deeds and the scales will be increased in weight of good deeds. And then this person will say, Alhamdulillah, you have saved me today on this day of terror, on the day of Qiyamah. Who are you? You have such beautiful akhlaq. Your countenance is so beautiful also. Who are you? He says, I'm none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the barakat and the blessings of one durood you send upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today it has saved you here on the day of Qiyamah. Allah ta'ala make us from those, my beloved brothers, that recite abundance of durood. Now in the month of Ramadan, especially my beloved, increase in our durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find, my beloved brothers, one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that doesn't have to send much durood, 50 durood every day. You only send 50 durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. On the day of Qiyamah, you will actually have the good fortune of making musafaha. You will shake the Mubarak hand of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of Qiyamah. By sending how many durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? After every salah you can say, send 50. So easy and so, a few minutes it will take you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 50 times. And inshallah, the virtue is that on the day of Qiyamah, you will shake the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an honor it will be. So this is the relationship, my beloved brothers, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam climbed on the minbar, and he said, Ameen to the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam. That Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam said, may that person be distanced, and may that person be destroyed. Who, after hearing the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he does not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah destroy him. And I said, Ameen to that dua. Now we understand, my beloved brothers, why the importance is being given to sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam climbed on the second step, he said, Ameen. So Jibreel alayhi salam made another dua. And he said, may Allah destroy that person who finds one or both of his parents in old age and he does not serve them, he does not make the khidmat. Nabi Jibreel alayhi salam said, may Allah destroy that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen to that dua. When it comes again, my beloved brothers, what relationship does parents have to the month of Ramadan? Might be very simple. Through the means of our parents, Allah brought us into this dunya. And Alhamdulillah, we carried out good deeds. We fasted in Ramadan because of our parents bringing us and the means of them letting us come into this dunya. Allah made it possible for us to carry out various ibadat, even the act of fasting in the month of Ramadan. So we find, my beloved brothers, when it comes to the obedience of parents, in fact, there are so many ni'mats. The greatest of ni'mats, the ulama have written, is the ni'mat that Allah has bestowed of parents. The greatest ni'mat. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah Ta'ala says, after Allah's ibadat, after you worship Allah, next in line, obedience comes towards your parents. To parents, the obedience to your parents. My beloved brothers, as it is mentioned, they say if your parents are happy, then Allah is happy with you. رِضَى الرَّبْ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ. If the parents are angry with you, then Allah is angry with you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith and he says, you want barakat in your life, you want a long life, or be obedient to your parents. Allah will give you barakat in your wealth, Allah will give you barakat in your life. That is the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say in one hadith, my beloved brothers, Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, every person has two doors. If one parent has passed away, then one door, two doors of Jannah in this dunya. Those are your parents. If you obey them and you're obedient to them, they are your doors to Jannah. Or the other, conversely, it can be two doors to Jahannam. If you have disobedient to your parents, then those two doors can become the doors of Jahannam. Allah save us and protect us. There was a person, my beloved brothers, Dr. Noor Muhammad, he makes mention, an incident recorded. He says that when I was a youngster, my father had a friend. And this friend of my father's, he was very rude, disobedient to his mother. He would treat his mother very harshly. He says, one day, I actually witnessed how he was treating his mother with so much of disobedience. And he says, many years later, my father said, my friend has become ill, let's go and visit him. So I went with my father. He says, this person was lying on the bed. He was suffering from some type of severe diarrhea. And not only that, he was bedridden. And then he began to cry when he seen me. When I advised him, because I was a doctor, so I advised him what to do, what to eat. So he starts to cry and he says, till today, Allah blessed me with three sons. So many years have gone by, they have not even come to even visit me. They have not even, they do not even know what is my condition. And then he says, after a few days we got the news that this person passed away. His condition was such, my beloved, that the people of the community had to come and release his body. The insects were even crawling out of his body. Allah save us and protect us. Then he says, I remember the day how he used to treat his mother. Allah brought that day on him. The same, my beloved brothers, the person who visits the Qabristan, the person who goes to the graveyard in the Qabristan on a Friday with the intention to visit the graves of his parents, Allah will make his maghfirat and Allah will record him from the obedient children. He will be recorded from the obedient sons of his parents. If one action he does, goes on a Friday to the Qabristan and visit the graves of his parents, Allah grant us all tawfiq inshallah. So that is the relationship, my beloved brothers. In fact, one hadith Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person that gazes with the gaze of mercy towards his parents, Allah will grant him the reward of one accepted Hajj and Umrah. So Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, what if he gazes 100 times a day? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah will grant him the accepted Hajj of 100 times. 100 accepted Hajj, 100 accepted Umrah. This Allah is great, Allah is pure, nothing is difficult for Allah. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the second step that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took on the minbar, of where he made this dua, that Allah ta'ala destroy that person who finds one or both of his parents in old age, and he's not there to serve them and make the khidmat. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ameen to that dua. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa took the last step, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, may Allah destroy that person, and may that person be distanced from Allah's mercy, who found Ramadan, and he let Ramadan pass in such a way that his maghfirat had not taken place. He let it pass in such a way that his forgiveness was not made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi alayhi salam said, Ameen to that dua. The meaning of Ramadan, my beloved brothers, Ramadan comes from the word Ramada. Ramada in Arabic word means to obliterate, to purify, to destroy. The month of Ramadan, Allah gives us to purify ourselves from the gunas and sins. This is a month where Allah wants to forgive us. So my beloved brothers, if we are not going to get ourselves forgiven in this glorious month of Ramadan, my beloved brothers, then when will we ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now we are going through the days of forgiveness, the days of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers, let us make irada that inshallah I want Allah ta'ala to forgive me. Don't let it be such that, my beloved brothers, Ramadan comes and Ramadan goes. Like how someone said so beautifully, Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go. But we will not be there. Whether we to see another Ramadan, we don't know. And like someone else said, that Ramadan is not the month to fry and bry. Ramadan is the month to cry. Because today, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, otherwise tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, your book of deeds will be dry. And then you won't get a chance to give it another try. So Ramadan, my beloved brothers, is a month to turn in for asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Allah has given us these moments. How quickly, my beloved, the first 10 days are over. We are already in the middle 10 days. And these are the days of forgiveness and maghfirat. Beg Allah for forgiveness. And how do you know? What is the sign that Allah has forgiven me? My beloved brothers, the first sign is that after Ramadan, we will continue to do what we were doing in Ramadan. That's the first sign. That Allah will give us tawfiq now, that we will change our life. We'll become better after Ramadan. Because this is a sign of Allah has accepted your forgiveness. So make that irada inshallah, make that intention, firm resolution that inshallah, I want to change this Ramadan. I want to take from the mercy of Allah. I want Allah to forgive me. Even if it is little, my beloved brothers, but let us do with sincerity and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala will forgive us inshallah in this month of Ramadan. My beloved brothers, the Quran has a right. Month of Ramadan has a right. The Quran's right is that it must be recited twice a year. One in the 11 months. And once during the month of Ramadan. How much of Quran have we recited so far? It is time for introspection also. Look into our lives. So much has passed already. So, there's so many days are remaining. Almost half the month has passed. half is remaining. Have I completed my amounts of Quran that I needed to complete? At least the minimum one Quran to be completed in this Ramadan. My beloved, have I did it? Or still am I lacking so that I need to cover up? It's not over yet. We still can do it, my beloved brothers. We still have these few moments. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatul Alim. He was the rector, also the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband in India. It is mentioned, my beloved brothers, there was in India, in that area in the Deoband area, there were many people that used to stay, Muslims and Hindus, all we stayed in that area. And then he always passed this one person, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatul Ali. When he was going to madrasa every day, he passed one person. He was like a street sweeper, a Hindu person. So after some time, this person, he died. And then Maulana seen him in a dream. And he saw this person in the gardens of Jannah. In Jannah. So Maulana asked him that, brother, how you came here? He said, this is only for those who have iman. You didn't have iman in the dunya. Then he mentioned to Maulana and he said, you see, before I passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels. And Allah, they may just be few moments before I left this dunya, they made me recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then my beloved brothers, Maulana asked him the reason for it. He said, because I had a son. And my son came out of the house one day in the month of Ramadan, Muslims were fasting, and he was eating a sandwich in public while in front of the Muslims. So I rebuked him, I scolded him. I told him, how can you do something like this? Get back into the house. The Muslims are fasting, respect the month of Ramadan. He says, because of that, Allah blessed me with iman before I passed away. Subhanallah, my beloved brothers, the respect for the month of Ramadan, that a person was blessed with iman. Imagine those who have iman and respect Ramadan, what Allah will give us in Jannah. That is why they say, my beloved brothers, a person who fasts in Ramadan, he will be like the VIP there in Jannah. There's 8 doors to Jannah. There's one special door only for the fasting person. Everyone that fasted in this world like a VIP, he will be made to enter into that door of Jannah, the door which is called Ar-Rayyan for the fasting individuals. May Allah make us.
We say Jazakumullah Khairan for that advice, wonderful advice from us and the team. Jazakumullah Khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ilahi main hoon bas khatawar tera.